local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we have made it to the end of another week.
Happy Friday.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Friday to everyone. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Typically with Joe and Austin, of course, all this week it's been Austin and Steve. And it will be Monday as well. Joe is still going to be out this upcoming Monday.
But he'll be back Tuesday.
Yes, he will. And this is, nonetheless, it's the end of a week and we've got a couple of free days ahead of us. So that's pretty uplifting. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am doing terrifically.
All right.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great as always. Thank you very much for asking. All righty. 4:13. We're going to get right into our top three stories. And one of them does stand out above a couple of the others. The first presidential debate of 2024 made waves across the country last night. President Biden stumbled at times during the night, which reportedly is sparking concerns among Democrats over his age and ability to take Donald Trump in November. Meanwhile, Trump seemed to try and deflect his actions during the attack on the U.S. Capitol, ignored some questions, and dismissed accusations that he had an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels.
Well, that was an interesting debate last night.
It was, because we had to... You know, we broadcast it, and I was in here in the studio.
Right.
So I was watching it go down and listening, and it was really early in the debate. He completely froze up. Mm. And, man, that was just – it was hard to watch. And the thing is, people make fun of it, but it's not funny. It's honestly sad if he is cognitively struggling at all.
Well, it was he had a rough start.
He did get better.
At the very beginning. He kind of picked up a little steam midway through it. But I think the damage was done in the beginning because people made up their minds in the first few minutes.
Yeah. He needed to start strong, and he didn't. And I'm sure that's going to, as you said, I'm sure that a lot of people have kind of checked out on him when it comes to that.
Right. Well, speaking of former President Trump, the Supreme Court's likely to decide on his immunity case on Monday. After the release of a handful of decisions today, Chief Justice John Roberts announced that Monday will be the last decision day of the term. Trump's lawyers have argued that Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged crimes committed while in office. The case was centered around the federal charges accusing Trump of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
And the U.S. is removing the humanitarian pier to Gaza due to the expected bad weather. I know we can relate to that around here.
Oh, yeah.
NBC News reports that the U.S. military has only delivered aid through the pier on 17 of the last 40 days, and the vast majority of the aid has not reached a needy population. The $220 million pier was built to bring aid to civilians suffering in the Israel-Hamas war.
Yeah, that pier, the thing, I know the intentions were good, but building a pier out into the Mediterranean Sea like they did, it's kind of like building the pier off our Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Waves and weather tends to disrupt everything. And if the weather gets severe, of course, then they got to take it all apart again.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate there. 4:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon, followed by your history of the Blue Angels. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, we've got some backups there. Also got a little bit on, this is going to be Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And Gulf Beach Highway as well, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Those are typical spots that typically give us some issues at around this time each day. The last main one is going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola right now. There's a moderate chance of storms this evening that they're going to slightly increase as we progress through tonight with a low of 80. That's your traffic and weather together. And now here's today's history of the Blue Angels.
The 1965 Blue Angels season included several overseas performances. They flew shows in Bermuda, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica. And in June, they departed Sherman Field en route to their first European tour. The Navy's precision flying team flew 10 public shows during this 27-day tour of Europe, which included Iceland, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands, England, and France. One of the highlights of the tour was the Blue Angels' participation in the Paris International Aviation and Space Salon. Flight demonstration teams from all over the world, including the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, performed at this air show. But the Blue Angels were so phenomenal, they received the only spontaneous applause and standing ovation of the four-day event. The performance was so spectacular that upon their return to the United States, The team was recognized on the floor of Congress, where each pilot was presented with an Air Medal, and their leader, Commander Bob Aumack, received a Distinguished Flying Cross. The Distinguished Flying Cross is one of the highest medals given to Navy aviators. The next year, 1966, was the 20th anniversary of the Blue Angels, and the team was kept very busy flying air shows across the country. The Blue Angels gave 76 flight demonstrations that season, including a special show in July at the Grumman Aircraft Assembly Facility on Long Island, New York. In September, while performing before 100,000 spectators at the Canadian National Air Show in Toronto, Canada, tragedy struck. The accident occurred during the Knife Pass maneuver. This maneuver involves the two solo jets flying straight towards each other, then rolling perpendicular to the ground as they pass back-to-back, and then completing the roll on the other side. The two jets crossed successfully at an altitude of about 100 feet, when suddenly the number 5 jet dropped from the sky, struck a seawall, and crashed into Lake Ontario. The pilot, Lieutenant Commander Dick Oliver, was killed. The season was completed with the remaining 5 planes. I'll be back with more after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Blue Angels take another international tour in the skies over Canada, Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There we go. That's That's got a bit more life to it. I was about to say, is it going to be that low the entire time?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I know that the song itself isn't, but this recording that we have, I don't know. All right. Anyway, where were we? You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, typically with Joe and Austin, now with Steve and Austin. But 422 here. Before we get our next quick check of the roads and weather, we will get right into our local headlines because we do have a lot to unpack there. Before we actually do get started, I want to recognize what WEAR said at the top of this hour. Their 6 o'clock hour will be dedicated to Dan Shugart, their sports director. He was there for 43 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, just wanted to give a little shout-out to Dan Shugart because they've been hyping that up for a little bit. And, I remember as a little kid, like, waking up for school or whatever and, you know, whether it was going to school or at night, like, watching, like, high school football highlights or whatever to see how my team did. It's like, Dan's always been there, so that's pretty awesome. I wanted to give a shout out to him, at least one. But yeah, so that'll get us started with local headlines. Steve, what else we got going on?
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is promoting road improvements as part of the $14 billion Moving Florida Forward program. He says the state has not gotten its fair share of infrastructure funding under the Biden administration, and that's because of the president. He refuses to accept the strings attached with the funding. The Florida Department of Transportation has opened a website denouncing the Biden infrastructure plan at roadsarenotforpolitics.com. The White House says the plan has sent more than $7 billion to Florida for road improvements.
And also, the governor wants lawmakers and the vacation rental industry to go back to the drawing board. DeSantis yesterday vetoed a bill that would have prevented local governments from regulating vacation rental properties. He says that Senate Bill 280 created bureaucratic red tape and would have applied to all residential properties, not just vacation rentals. DeSantis added that it would have prevented virtually all local regulation of vacation rentals, even though the vacation rental markets are far from uniform across the state. He encourages the legislature and all key stakeholders to work together and keep in mind vacation rentals should not be approached as a one-size-fits-all issue.
Well, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala is accused of sexual battery on an underage girl in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that 24-year-old Jose Chan was arrested on Wednesday. The alleged victim is only 14 years old. She claims the incident happened over a year ago at her home. ICE has been notified.
My goodness, how terrible. Just about 4:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather before continuing with some local headlines here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound on Pine Forest approaching I-10, we've got some backups going both ways there, as we so often do at this hour. Same could be said with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, that's if you're just passing Creighton Road there, and then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how about that weather?
Well, a few showers are possible this evening. What else is new? Low about 83 tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny, but we do have a slight chance of showers tomorrow. A little bit more of a chance on Sunday. High about 90 degrees. Now, checking the tropics, we do have a tropical depression now. It's out in the Atlantic, has a 100% chance of developing into a hurricane. We'll keep our eyes on that one. Right now, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Carrying on with our local headlines here, a third suspect has been arrested for last Monday's drive-by shooting in pursuit in Escambia County that ended with a jump off the Highway 90 bridge. 19-year-old Terrence Lovell Gross Jr. was taken into custody yesterday in Laredo, Texas, by the Webb County Sheriff's Office. He's going to be extradited back to Escambia County, and we actually have word from Sheriff Chip Simmons here.
Well, I'm trying to find it right now.
My bad. I kind of
jumped on the story.
Yeah, we kind of went out of order.
Went out of order.
And Joe does that. I'm
scrolling, trying to figure out where we are.
Joe does that. I'm just trying to fill his shoes, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Scrolling.
Golly, have you found it?
There are a lot of stories we have here.
My.
Going down through. Yeah, I do have a lot of stories.
Well,
as you keep going, I'll find it.
I was about to say, there's a few more sentences here anyway.
Yeah.
19-year-old Jaquarius Etheridge was initially arrested along with 22-year-old Travion Moten dying in the fall, and the third suspect, Gross Jr., had gotten away. Etheridge, who remains in Escambia County Jail on no bond, is charged with murder and Moten's death, attempted murder, weapon offense, and fleeing/eluding.
And here's what Sheriff Chip Simmons said about that.
There we go. We've been every day searching that area. We've also been basically looking around elsewhere to see if he may have escaped the perimeter. Law enforcement partners were able to arrest him in Laredo, Texas. He was in a truck with his father heading down Mexico way.
Now they got guy number three.
Yeah, and something tells me, Steve, you had brought this to my attention before we went live about the whole father driving him and, you know, him being found in Texas. Obviously we don't know, but I would assume there's a good chance that dad probably knew what he was doing.
I would think so. The father was not arrested, though.
Yeah, he wasn't arrested, so that's kind of strange. Moving on to some state headlines here. A judge will hear arguments later this year in a legal challenge over a plan to drill for oil in a rural portion of the panhandle.
Uh-oh.
The Apalachicola Riverkeeper is fighting a draft permit approved by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection about 2 months ago. The permit would allow a Louisiana-based company to drill in an unincorporated portion of Calhoun County. The challenge claims that the project would threaten the Apalachicola River, which runs from northern Georgia into Alabama and ends in the Sunshine State. Meanwhile, the state agency says safeguards will be put in place during the project. A hearing is scheduled to take place in Tallahassee in December.
Well, a man is hurt after Central Florida police say he tried to board a plane while armed with a gun.
Ugh.
Authorities say the suspect drove up to a security gate and attempted to enter Melbourne Orlando International Airport because he wanted to get on one of the flights earlier this morning. Officers went to the man's car that was located just outside the facility before shots were fired. The law enforcement officials involved are on paid administrative leave while the Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigates.
And a major Northeast Florida utility company says it's ready to respond if a hurricane does make landfall. JEA has a new, fully stocked warehouse on Jacksonville's west side. The facility is able to hold about $7 million worth of storm supplies that are meant to help restore power during the event of an emergency. The process started early last year as a way to deal with an ongoing supply chain issue, and the utility says it has enough resources to help other power companies if disaster strikes.
Good timing with that tropical depression out there in the Atlantic.
Absolutely.
Be prepared no matter where we live here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, Florida airports are preparing for the start of the 4th of July travel season. That starts tomorrow. AAA is expecting nearly 4.5 million residents to drive or fly in the upcoming holiday between Saturday and Sunday, July 7th. Tampa International Airport's already seeing a 4% uptick in their summer travel compared to last year. Miami International posted on X earlier today saying there's limited parking in the garages for the weekend passengers, and during the busy 9-day period, travelers are urged to arrive early and check in with the airline before heading to the airport. And that is true here, too, because our lots here at Pensacola International Airport tend to fill up pretty quickly.
Oh, for
sure.
So
maybe you better check ahead or maybe get somebody to drive you to the airport.
Yes. And St. Petersburg leaders will make their final decision about the highly anticipated Tampa Bay Rays stadium deal next month. The city council has decided to push back the vote by a week with a new meeting scheduled for July 18th. A workshop to discuss the more than $1 billion project will take place 2 days prior. The proposal would build a new ballpark for the Rays while redeveloping the surrounding historic gas plant district. Officials say they are working diligently with the Rays and Pinellas County to complete the agreements needed to move forward.
Yeah, they kind of need a new stadium.
Yeah, I think it's the Rays. They have like these models that they've showing like what it's supposed to look like,
right,
once it's all said and done. And
yeah,
I got to admit, it's pretty cool. 4:30 here, Fox News break coming up. When we return, national headlines and some sports headlines. Hey, look at that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Both President Biden and Donald Trump back out on the campaign trail the day after the CNN presidential debate. The former president sounding confident about his performance.
Did anybody last night watch a thing called the debate? That was a big one.
Speaking to supporters in Chesapeake, Virginia this afternoon, President Biden holding a rally in North Carolina, conceding he doesn't debate as well as he used to. The president did have plenty of criticism for his Republican rival.
Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat for everything America stands for.
Speaking there to a crowd in Raleigh, North Carolina, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court today reversed a 40-year-old decision that makes it easier for the government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and even consumer protections. The move is seen as a potentially lucrative victory for business interests. The court's six conservative justices overturned the 1984 decision, more widely known as Chevron. The liberal justices were in dissent. The AI-powered stock boom shows no sign of slowing down. The Wall Street Journal reports, just like last year, investors piled into bets in the first half of this year that the artificial intelligence craze is just getting started. Experts are saying NVIDIA's rise is a big reason why the S&P 500 has grown 15% this year. U.S. stocks finished today's session moderately lower. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 40 points and the NASDAQ dropped 126. U.S. oil futures for August fell to under $81.50 a barrel. That's your money now.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. I think it's safe to say not many in America walked away from last night's presidential debate feeling inspired. So maybe in a last-second Hail Mary attempt, Tom Brady and Jason Kelce could step up and deliver. The seven-time Super Bowl champ has been retired for over a year, and the legendary center just called it quits. Let's hold off on recording New Heights episodes and gearing up to call games on Fox and deliver a Brady-Kelce ticket for America to vote on in November. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, in-store only. We'll install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Excluding supply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice, back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Not a ton going on that would stand out considering the time of day, but Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, we've got some backups there. Same with some on North Davis Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 or southbound towards Olive Road. Also got some backups still on Gulf Beach Highway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And then we've got some very, very heavy backups. If you are trying to come over the bridge from Navarre Beach and get onto Navarre Parkway, that is backed up over the entirety of the bridge, so be on the lookout for that. That's a bit newer of a concern. The last major spot is going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks beautiful right now, but we do expect a few showers. Possible this evening, low about 83. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower, high 90. Sunday, you have a bigger chance of showers, high about 90. And right now, it's kind of warm. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's 88 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. Getting into our national headlines here, President Biden is acknowledging that he doesn't speak in debate as well as he used to.
Understatement.
Yeah, Biden used a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina, to address his debate performance that prompted some Democrats to call for him to drop out of the presidential race. After his admission, he added that he knows how to tell the truth and is confident that he can do the job for another 4 years. The president again said that his political rival, Donald Trump, is a liar and a threat to the nation and democracy. Now, of course, this is Biden's own response to the debate debacle. But we actually have responses from other politicians on the Democratic side as well. And Steve, you've got some... you got some juicy details on that, don't you?
Well, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is brushing off the concerns about President Biden's fitness following last night's presidential debate. While he acknowledged the president's lackluster performance, Buttigieg said he would not support an effort to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden is our candidate and our president because he is the best person to lead this country forward.
Buttigieg contrasted Biden's actions as president with Trump's, claiming the former president left the country with chaos, destruction, and a lot of economic problems. The transportation secretary said the election is ultimately about the lives of Americans and how they'd be affected by a second Biden term.
Yeah, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz took a similar stance in regards to not wanting Biden to be stripped of the Democratic nomination. So, I don't know. I mean, Biden himself seems eager to stick around, so I guess we'll just see how it goes. The Supreme Court is ruling that cities can issue citations to homeless people for sleeping in public spaces. The High Court, in a 6-3 ruling, said that homelessness is not a status protected by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, even when there's no access to indoor shelter for homeless people. The justices sided with the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, which had asked the court to review previous rulings blocking the enforcement of a public camping ordinance.
And, of course, the question is, where do the homeless go?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad question, but it's a very relevant one.
Yeah, that's the reason why they're homeless. Well, the Supreme Court of Texas is upholding a law that bans transgender medical care for kids. Justices agreed with the state attorney general's office, which defended the bill back in January. Several Texas families sued to stop the law. They argued it violates their parental rights and discriminates against transgender children on the basis of sex. In its ruling, the Texas Supreme Court said the state legislature has the constitutional authority to regulate the practice of medicine.
And an Iowa law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected will go into effect. The Iowa State Supreme Court is upholding a 2023 law that was put on hold by an Iowa judge just days after it was passed. In most cases, the electrical impulse of a heartbeat can be heard by a doctor as early as 6 weeks.
Well, after a third brush fire this week, people living in Del Mar Heights, California, are beginning to wonder if the fires were intentionally set. The most recent fire was contained to under an acre, but the Metro Arson Strike Team is investigating investigating that situation. One of the longtime residents there says he saw a pair of 20-year-old men leaving the scene of one of the fires with a container of liquid. The Torrey Pines State Natural Preserve is closed to visitors for the investigation of the fire.
Yeah, if that is an accurate description, and it showed some people leaving, some younger men leaving with a container of liquid, that's pretty shady.
Yeah.
All righty, 4:42 here. Let's take a quick crack at some sports headlines. A lot going on in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors, we heard about them earlier this week because, right, you know, they had this huge Scottie Barnes signing, the richest in their franchise's history. Mm-hmm. But now they're continuing to make some big money moves, keeping guard Emmanuel Quickley with a five-year, $175 million deal. Man,
wow.
I don't know where we're getting this money from, but I'm happy about
apparently
it.
Apparently they moved pretty quickly to keep Quickley.
Yeah, I mean, they had their worst season in years, this last NBA season, but they have found a handful of young stars that they can build a team around, and they are not letting them go anywhere.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks are trading Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks to the Detroit Pistons for Quentin Grimes. That's per ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Okay. Hardaway had a limited impact in the Mavericks' recent finals appearance, but managed to score 15 points in over 12 minutes in Game 4, the only game in the series that they won.
Yeah. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's a depth player. He's not a star. But, man, I mean, Quentin Grimes, I don't know what all he's capable of, but Tim Hardaway and 3 second-round picks, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
WNBA doubleheader on ION tonight. Atlanta Dream at the Connecticut Sun. That's going to be at 6:30. The Sun are 14-3. They have the second-best record in the league. They're sitting just half a game behind the New York Liberty. That game's going to be followed by the LA Sparks at the Phoenix Mercury at 9 o'clock. At 4-13, the Sparks are tied with the Dallas Wings for second-worst record, and they've lost their last 8 road games.
A lot of suspense on how that game's going to turn out, right?
Yeah, not a
best
good
and
look.
The worst.
Not a good look for LA.
No.
In the MLB, we've got a few local teams here. Braves versus Pirates. Well, let me go in order, actually.
Okay.
Marlins at Phillies at 5:20. That's going to be on ESPN+.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I should have led with. Then it's going to be Rays versus Nationals at 5:50, followed by Braves versus Pirates at 6:20. So we'll give score updates on each of those as we progress through the evening. And Steve, we have an update on the NFL Sunday ticket situation,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, they're having to foot quite a bill for the Sunday ticket fiasco. The league's been ordered to pay $4.7 billion, that's with a B, in damages to the residential class and $96 million in damages to the commercial class for violating antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. Since damages can be tripled under federal antitrust laws, ESPN reports that the NFL, could ultimately be liable for $14.39 billion with a B, dollars.
Yeah.
That's a few dollars.
Yeah, quite a few. I don't care how big of an organization the NFL is. I don't care how much money it makes. $14.4 billion potentially from this case is insane. Just about 4:45 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. We've still got some problems there. Same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway still. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That appears to be breaking up, though. And then on Navarre Beach, if you're trying to come over the bridge, coming off the beach, approaching Navarre Parkway, we've got some very heavy backups there, covering the entirety of the bridge and bleeding onto Navarre Beach a little bit. And then it's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks good. Better than those people who are waiting for the light on 98 trying to cross the bridge from Navarre Beach to Navarre. See, the problem there is it's a two-lane bridge, very old, and the light at 98 is very long. So people leaving the beach in the late afternoon, they kind of run into a situation where, well, I would say to those people who are stuck on the bridge, admire the view.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
That is just... That sounds miserable. If I had any choice in whether or not I was on the beach at this hour, I would never be there. That's crazy.
Well, but the weather looks pretty good right now. Actually, we're mostly dry. A couple of little spotty showers north end of Escambia County. And a few showers are possible this evening, low about 83. Tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. A bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90. And check in the tropics. We do have that tropical depression, which is way out in the Atlantic right now. But it does have a 100% chance of developing into a hurricane. And, of course, we will keep our eyes on it and let you know what happens with that. 88 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. Already moving on to some health, business, and science notes real quickly here. Inflation is down to its lowest annual rate in more than 3 years.
That's good news. Yeah.
A round of applause for the economy, I guess.
Yeah.
The personal consumption expenditures price index rose by 0.1% for the month and was up 2.6% from a year ago. The year-over-year number is down 0.2% from its April level.
Well, the FCC is looking to make it easier for consumers to unlock their cell phones. You see, the agency unveiled a proposal yesterday, which is in regards to when customers are looking to switch providers and they have to have their current phone unlocked. The new rule would require those companies to free up the devices within 60 days of activation. Currently, there is no timetable for providers to do so. If approved, the FCC says it would ease headaches for consumers trying to switch plans and bump up competition in the marketplace. An open meeting on the proposal is set for next month.
Speaking of consumer needs, consumer sentiment dipped slightly in June as many Americans worry about high prices. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month fell less than a point from May. The survey noted that while consumers felt confident that inflation will continue to ease, many expressed concern about the impact of high prices and weakening incomes on their personal finances. According to the survey's chief economist, those trends offset the outlook for lower interest rates in the year ahead.
Well, Boeing, as you may have heard, has a few problems.
Right, just a few.
Both with 737 and now also with their spacecraft, which is docked with the International Space Station. Well, they're starting a wave of layoffs in Alabama. The State Department of Commerce has confirmed plans by Boeing to lay off workers at the Huntsville Aviation Facility. The aeronautical company plans to let go about 128 employees starting today. Boeing is the prime contractor for the development and the testing for NASA's core stage rocket engines for the Artemis moon mission. It cites delays as the reason for the planned layoffs. Mm. Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. I mean, the hits just keep coming for Boeing. And then lastly here, COVID is on the rise in the U.S. as new variants power a summer surge. According to the CDC, infections are growing in at least 38 states, and they're especially high in the western and southern U.S. The summer spike has become a seasonal pattern. The FDA also endorsed a plan earlier this month to update the COVID vaccines to be more effective against new variants.
Yeah, it's another one of those not good things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, COVID, it's become, you know, they talk about like seasonal surges and stuff, and you really do see it because every now and again, you know, we'll touch on it a little bit, but then it starts becoming just more of a prevalent issue until it kind of fades away again and so on and so forth.
Kind of like the flu in the winter.
Yeah, kind of like the flu. And, you know, I know it obviously became a very touchy subject back when this was first going on, but I mean, it's funny that you say that because COVID was compared to the flu for a while when it first really started rising as a problem. 4:49 here. We're going to take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes followed by some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry. We've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and, of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 4:52 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather in just a few minutes. We did have a caller drop in and say that we do have a pretty major accident. I don't know why I gave that break and said we'll have traffic in a few minutes. That, me saying we've got a nasty accident somewhere would imply that maybe we need to cover that now.
Right.
It's amazing how my brain splits in two. And Steve, you're very lucky to get to see it live. Anyway.
And it's not very pretty.
Yeah, no, it's not. It rarely is. I feel like Biden right now. All right. So if you are traveling westbound, coming from the Mary Esther area, approaching Hurlburt Field, we do have some backups there from that accident. Very, very heavily backed up at this time. And based on how the caller made it sounded like it's probably going to be that way for a while, but we will keep an eye on it. Outside of that, it's just more minor congestion here and there. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10, Pensacola Boulevard, northbound towards Burgess Road, maybe a little bit on Caroline Street as well. It's actually worsened on Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. To this point, it has backed up past the Circle K. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks better than the traffic, apparently. A few showers are possible right now. It's nice and sunny. Low tonight about 83. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high about 90 with a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon. Sunday, same temperature, only a bigger chance of showers. And right now, it's comfortable. It's 88 degrees in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, very good. Moving on to some pop culture notes here, because we actually have a deeper dive into pop culture than we normally do. Got a lot going on. Inside Out 2 continues to rake in cash at the box office around the world. The Pixar sequel has made over $863 million globally since its release.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty penny. It has now passed 2015's Inside Out, the original, which had a total haul of $859 million worldwide. Inside Out 2 is now the 19th highest grossing animated film in history at the global box office and is set to become the first film to cross the $1 billion mark this year. Domestically, the film has earned over $411 million, securing its spot as the 9th highest grossing animated film ever in North America.
Well, the movie A Quiet Place Day One is getting off to a
loud
start.
I hope that was picked up on your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Quiet Place Day One, that particular movie's getting off to a loud start at the box office. That's the third installment in the franchise, and it made $6.8 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to make about $40 to $50 million in the first weekend in theaters, but also new this week is Kevin Costner's Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1, which is projected to make between $10 and $15 million in its debut against a $100 million budget.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, I get that it's a debut and it's got time to make more money, but that doesn't sound like it's a very booming start when held next to that hefty budget there.
Right.
Elton John auctioning off hundreds of items from his personal wardrobe. If you know anything about Elton John, you know he's real about his fashion.
Yeah, especially his glasses.
Oh, absolutely. The Rocket Man resale auction begins June 27th, and it's going to last 10 days. He put his clothing up on eBay with bids starting at $26.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty humble. All the proceeds going directly to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. In a press release, John said, quote, "Giving new life to the cherished items from my wardrobe has always been special to me." It says items up for grabs include Gucci jackets, Versace robes, historic concert t-shirts, hats, and more.
Well, new court documents reveal Michael Jackson was more than $500 million in debt when he died.
Right.
A petition filed in Los Angeles Superior Court by the executors of his estate showed the extent of the King of Pop's debt. The filing also said Jackson's estate was left financially liable for $40 million to tour promoter AEG. Jackson died shortly before a planned 50-show residency in London. Wednesday marked 15 years since the music icon died of an accidental drug overdose at his L.A. home. 15 years.
That, I know.
Time flies.
That's wild. Because as a kid, you know, I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. And I mean, I still remember I was in the car. It was announced on the radio, appropriately enough, when Michael Jackson died. And that's just that. That's why we were, I think, on the way home from like my grandma's or something. I mean, that was just insane. And I saw the movie This Is It that, you know, was a bit of a walkthrough of that show that he was planning for.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I've, you know, watched a lot about Michael Jackson, read a lot about him. I want to say that it was at least rumored he was in some pretty severe debt, ultimately, at least, at the time of his death. So I don't know if this is just a confirmation or what, but either way.
Sounds like the rumor is true.
Yeah, quite a bombshell. Because, I mean, if you got to think about how big of a deal Michael Jackson was. So for him to still be $500 million in debt at the time of death, that's insane.
Especially the amount of money he was making.
Exactly.
Off of all of his music and everything.
Because you could argue he is the most influential musical artist of all time. A Detroit woman is suing Detroit's MGM Grand after she won $127,000 and the casino refused to pay.
Oh, yeah?
Denise Azell won the prize, playing progressive blackjack on October 30th. The casino claims that she was trespassing due to a panhandling incident in 2015. Azell says that incident was all a misunderstanding and she was arguing with a cousin and not panhandling. The casino did not comment on the situation. Man, I don't care.
I don't get the connection there.
Yeah, I don't know what panhandling has to do with anything. I'll tell you this, though. That is not a hill you want to die on. Oh, hey, we're a casino. You win your money. Now we're not giving it to you.
Right.
That's a bad look.
Also, especially from a promotional point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she wins the money, but we're not going to pay her.
I don't know. Like, what's your purpose? If people can't win money, what's the purpose? It's almost like they're just wanting to take your money. Huh, how about that?
Yes. That's what a casino is about, really.
Yeah,
you get to win sometimes, but of course the house wins sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Getting into some wacky and weird headlines here. All right, so we got a couple of sports-related stories, oddly enough.
Oh, boy.
A former Duke Stars fall to the second round of the 2024 NBA draft may be due to his relationship with his girlfriend.
Oh?
20-year-old Kyle Filipowski, it's on record, I don't like this guy. He was selected by the Utah Jazz after all 30 NBA teams unexpectedly passed on him during the first round. An ESPN reporter claimed that NBA teams were concerned about the age gap between Filipowski and his 26-year-old girlfriend, as well as his alleged estranged relationship with his family.
Oh.
The reporter added that, quote, there are no questions about his character. So very weird stuff there.
Yeah, speaking of weird stuff, PGA star Bryson DeChambeau is offering to host a golfing match between, guess who? President Biden and Donald Trump. He posted on X, let's settle the whole handicap debate from last night's debate. Biden and Trump argued over the topic in the debate last night, both claiming to have a better handicap. And basically, this guy has golfed with Trump in the past. So
yeah, very big.
That could be interesting, though.
Yeah, very big name in golf. And I guess, yes, it would be interesting, but I don't know if they can play nice long enough.
No,
literally.
No.
And lastly, here we've got a quick good news story. An Ohio woman's swift actions quite possibly saved a newborn's life. She was walking her dog Tuesday evening near Cleveland when she came across an unconscious mother that had her child still attached by the umbilical cord.
Wow.
She proceeded to revive the mother, cut the cord, and take care of the baby until authorities arrived. She hasn't been named, but nonetheless deserves some props. So congrats to her.
Definitely.
5 o'clock here, WEAR coming up. When we return, another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.